From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
And I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
Classic on a wheat roll, tuna, spicy mustard, pepper jack, lettuce, tomato, pickle.
Turkey, provolone, mayo, lettuce, tomato, Old Bay on wheat.
Beef classic, double meat on wheat roll with cheddar, horseradish mayo, sweet and hot peppers, onions, no lettuce.
Onion, roasted red peppers, banana peppers, cucumbers, spinach.
Classic deep regret.
Annette, as you know, I recently put out a request on Twitter for people to write in their regular Wawa hoagie orders. And that was just a sampling read by some WHYY staffers. I think this tweet has got more responses than anything I've ever tweeted.
Yeah, and my name was on there. You tagged me on there, too. So I got all these notifications on my phone. But I wasn't surprised, really, because Wawa is pretty well loved in this area.
Late last year, the company opened its largest store ever, nearly 12,000 square feet, and it happens to be blocks from our studio.
This is crazy big.
This is the biggest one I've ever been in.
I mean, I can't see the end of it.
So Wawa's not new to Philadelphia, but after years of opening stores in suburban areas, Wawa has a renewed focus on Center City.
But why has the company with the Flying Goose logo decided to put its stock in city stores now? And what's the public response?
Today's show, Wawa's Migration. This is a company that's actually over 200 years old.
Yeah, that's right. It originally started, just a brief history. Let's cue the brief history music.
Yeah.
There we go. So Wawa originally started as an iron factory in New Jersey in 1803, and it expanded to become a manufacturing company in the mid-19th century. And it was owned by this family called, their last name was Wood. So in the late 19th century, the owner, George Wood, decided to open a milk processing plant. So they really were a dairy producer for a long time. And apparently one of his business strategies was to get this seal of approval from milk inspectors, because at the time there was a lot of raw milk that was making people sick. So the fact that he had this processed milk that you could count on and had the seal of approval on it, people wanted that.
Sure. So, Shai, when I first moved here in the mid-90s and I first saw Wawa, I thought, where in the heck did that name come from?
Yeah, it's kind of weird for anybody not from the area. It's actually a town in Delaware County, and this was the location of the milk processing facility that I was talking about. The word itself, Wawa, apparently is a Native American word that means either a Canada goose or a goose in flight, depending on exactly where you check it.
I see. So hence the logo.
Exactly, the silhouette of the goose in flight.
So when did they start selling food?
1964, the first store opened in Folsom, Pennsylvania.
When we opened the first store back in 1964, basically Wawa was the alternative to the supermarket.
And this is Howard Stokel in an interview with WHYY a few years back.
1987, I joined the company.
And he's the former CEO of Wawa, and he's the author of the book The Wawa Way.
You know, supermarkets weren't open late at night. They weren't necessarily open on Sunday. They weren't big box retailers, and people needed these small retailers. And when we started the business, basically we sold dairy, deli, produce, bread, and grocery items. And most of our products back in those days would actually make it home to the kitchen. Today, we're much more of a restaurant to go.
And it's still there, by the way, that first store. They famously added coffee as an offering in 1978.
Hot coffee from Wawa.
And the company has really just been expanding from there.
We do it just a little bit better at Wawa. We work a little harder, smile
so,
a little
more. Wawa coffee is my favorite coffee, by the way. But what makes it different, the store?
Mostly the sandwiches. Other convenience store chains like 7-Eleven, they just don't have that deli counter.
You know, you can go there and you can get those like sweaty hot dogs that are rolling under the heat lamp.
And this is Jacob Edelman, who covers retail for the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News. And like he said, what you can get at most convenience stores is pretty limited.
So what has made Wawa grow over the past few decades?
Well, if you talk to people like Howard Stoeckle, the former CEO, he says it's really been about creating a nice atmosphere, a nice experience for the customers.
You know, here at Wawa, we've always tried to be what we call the Cheers of convenience stores. You know, a place where you're known by name, a place where you have a great experience, a place where you may only spend 3.5 or 4 minutes when you visit the store. But that 3.5 or 4 minutes can really help jumpstart your day or help customers have a better day.
And sure, that may add to Wawa's appeal. But Jacob Edelman says really over the past few decades, it's actually been something else that drives company profits.
Gas and cigarettes.
So when you think of Wawa, you may think of coffee and hoagies, but he says it's really those two things, gas and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Those are the two big money makers for Wawa.
So the more gas they sell, the more profitable they're going to be. So they want to put themselves where motorists are going to pass and sell as much gas as they can.
And that has driven a strategy of opening stores far away from Center City in suburban and even rural areas. People have to drive cars there to get around, so that's where you're going to get people going to buy gas. And for decades, Wawa was really only opening stores outside the city in places where people would drive.
So what's changed?
Well, in a way, the city changed. After a half century of Philadelphia losing population, the city has actually been growing over the past few years.
Somebody there woke up and realized that there were more and more people living in Center City and more people working in Center City who need to go somewhere to get their lunch and their coffee and all this stuff.
So in 2015, Wawa opened this huge store on South Broad Street.
A brand new Wawa store is now open at Broad and Walnut Streets in Center City. The first customers lined up down.
So people moved back to Center City and Wawa sees more potential customers and starts opening stores. That makes sense.
Yeah, but actually it's not just people moving to Center City. See, for years Wawa had this focus on areas outside the city. And now as jobs have come back to the city, many of those people started commuting back into town.
I think that they probably see it as sort of two sides of the same coin, where a lot of people who live in Center City work in the suburbs and stop on their way to work for their coffee or their gas. A lot of people who live in the suburbs work in Center City and do the same. So you're sort of getting them at work and getting them at home by being in both of these locations.
So as more people travel both into and out of the city for work, the company sees this as an opportunity to basically build brand loyalty. And, you know, we've been talking about Wawa's Center City strategy as though it's this big shift away from the suburbs. It's really more of an expansion.
They're growing quickly here and in the suburbs, and they're branching out into other geographies. They've recently started opening in Washington, D.C. So they're definitely a growing company, which is great for the region to have them here.
So how have Center City residents reacted to those mega Wawas moving in?
That's been kind of a mixed bag. So Jacob Edelman says when Wawa proposed a store attached to a Whole Foods, for example,
all of the feedback I got was negative. People just said that they didn't want another Wawa. They're already everywhere. They didn't want their local delis to have the competition.
Even though Wawas have been in Philadelphia for a long time, a lot of people seem to feel they've kind of saturated the market and are really driving out mom-and-pop shops.
So I think the more Wawas there are, the more some people start to think that the urban experience is being homogenized.
I think it's also worth noting, Annette, that as we see major developments going up, we could see more Wawas occupying spaces in Center City.
And if you're a landlord, Wawa and Wawa-type tenants are some of the top tenants you can find.
Why is that?
Well, as Jacob Edelman puts it,
a Wawa or a bank or a cell phone store. They're big companies with attractive credit profiles who are always going to make their rent.
In short, these are the kinds of companies building owners want to rent to.
These companies want to be here. and landlords want to rent to them. So, you know, it's a, you know, from those two sides, it's a match made in heaven.
You know what else is a match made in heaven?
Yeah.
Italian classic provolone. Oil, vinegar, lettuce, tomato, onion, pepper, hot pepper, pepper, oregano. Done.
And that's it for the show. The Why is produced by me and Shai, along with Kelsey Hansen, who read her boyfriend's favorite hoagie order earlier in the show.
Turkey, provolone, mayo, lettuce, tomato, Old Bay on wheat.
It's not too late. If you still want to tell us your favorite order, tweet us at Shai Ben Yaakov and at Annette JH.
Subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review.
We'll be back tomorrow.